You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Professor Jonathan Healy. The new book is The Blood and Winter, England on the Brink of Civil War, 1642. There's lots of violence. There are lots of threats. There are people grabbing their weapons. They're threatening in the crowds. They swing sabers at each other. But the threat that upsets the king more than any other, in my imagination, is the threat to impeach the queen, Henrietta Maria. And that may drive decisions by the king. It also is going to lead to it's time to flee. But before with the fleeing, I want to come to what happens in late January. There's violence every night, Professor. And the violence can seem ceremonial, as if there are crowds coming out and crowds not coming out. There are several nights where the crowds don't come out. Is it organized in any fashion, or are people really spontaneous?
And historians have debated this point for many, many years. And I think there must be some kind of organization. There's one particularly striking moment where there's a report and it shows that there's a debate going on in Parliament and the junto are losing. So someone runs into the City of London, goes to a shop where they know someone will be, finds one of the MP's wife, and she gets, calls out the crowd, and then the crowd of people go down to Westminster. So there's obviously some organisation, and I think also the pastors, the ministers, the ministers to the gathered congregations are also, bringing out the crowd, and also when the crowd are no longer necessary, they tell the crowd to go home. So there's definitely some organization, but I do think there's also a capacity for spontaneous crowd action as well. So it's a bit of both, really, I think.
Old Testament, 1 Kings 1:2-1:5-6:15-16, a passage. To your tents, O Israel. You make that a chapter late in the drama. Why? What happens?
Well, for me, this is the moment that Charles really kind of realizes that he's losing control. And the day after he tried to arrest the five members in Parliament, he tried to do it again, this time in the City of London. And he went to the City of London. There was a big crowd and he was rebuffed by the city government. So he went for lunch with the sheriff, one of the sheriffs. And then after that, he got in a coach to go home back to Whitehall. On his way, the coach was surrounded by crowds and someone ran up to his coach and threw in a pamphlet entitled, it had a longer title. It basically sort of reported what had happened the day before. But it had this biblical passage that you talk about, to your tents, O Israel, and it's basically a call for the nation of the biblical nation of Israel to withdraw its support from the House of David because the House of David had become tyrannical, and the sort of innuendo is very, very clear that Charles is acting as a tyrant, but also the fact that people can get that close to his person and that coach, which is supposed to be this sort of barrier between him and his people, is permeable, means that I think he suddenly gets very, very frightened. And within a few days, he left London.
Is that when they changed the locks in Whitehall, or had they done that earlier? I don't remember the.
No. So the lost key in Whitehall is one of those things that I discovered in the archives. I don't think anyone's ever found that before. And I would love to think it was significant, but basically, one of the one of the king's nephews, who's actually considered as a potential pretender, loses his keys on the day of the third of January. And there's a record in the sort of, you know, the household account saying that a new set of keys for this guy. So I'd love to, you know, I'd love to have been a fly on the wall when it was discovered that those keys had gone missing in the midst of all this kind of anarchy on the streets of London.
I know I'm reading backwards, Professor, but it's impossible to ignore the fact that this is a man who will suffer regicide as he makes decisions here. And you might say that he's protected by large, organized, and very capable soldiers at Whitehall. But I felt that he was vulnerable every moment, especially where passages where you would say he would disappear into the warrens of Whitehall. Anything could have happened in those corridors.
I think that's right. And I think he feels vulnerable. And the other thing to bear in mind about Charles and Henrietta Maria is that they had both suffered assassinations to people that they were close to. Henrietta's father, Henry IV of France, had been assassinated. She was a baby at the time, but, you know, she knew about it. And Charles, of course, had lost the Duke of Buckingham, who'd been assassinated in 1628. And so they are both very conscious that the people are not just a kind of, you know, they're not just a concept. They are potentially dangerous, and their lives are at threat if they go the wrong way. So I think that's true. I think we have to understand this kind of background of threats that they are experiencing if we want to understand their actions. I don't think it's irrational of Charles to be afraid. I think
Charles and Henrietta Maria make a decision to flee. They descend into a boat and are off to Hampton Courts. What does Parliament make of the king leaving the city? Is it satisfied? Is it frustrated?
Well, I think, I mean, they spend a lot of time trying to get him to come back. And I think the realization in Parliament with the king gone is that it becomes much harder to sort of come to a settlement, if you like. And I think the realization at that point is that if we don't do something pretty serious in terms of negotiation, then we are going to end up in a civil war fairly soon. So although it's a sort of victory for the junta, I think it's a very uneasy victory because of what it represents. I think what they'd hoped for is that Charles would back down and give them the political reforms that they want. Instead, what he'd done is he'd run away because they'd frightened him. And I think that meant that the realization was it wasn't likely to end in compromise and a kind of set of articles of agreement. It was going to end in a battle. It was unnerving, I think.
There's a scene that is very convincing when they flee to Hampton Court. It was not prepared for them, so the rooms are cold and the fires are not lit, and they sleep together as a family that night. And I saw them extremely representing the old world that's about to pass away. And we come to what it is that Parliament does over the next weeks. But before that, Henrietta and Charles have a meeting, and they've got new plans now. Where is Henrietta going?
So Henrietta will go to the continent, and she will try to raise forces, money, and potentially armed forces to come over and support Charles. Whereas he will go and set up a court somewhere, and he ends up setting up his own court in York, which is quite a long way from London. And that means that the potential for a negotiated settlement gets even further away. And I think, you know, the fact that Henrietta has been sent over to the continent to raise forces, I think Charles has realised that he's not going to put down Parliament without using force. So he's kind of come to an acceptance that he will have to raise an army against these people. Again, it's another step towards the sort of inevitable end, which is pitched battles.
As Charles makes his way north, Parliament is passing laws that again and again reproach the king or rebuke the king or reject the king as an authority. They take away from him the power of raising soldiers, I think. Mm-hmm. They already had the power of purse. Surely they knew that that was pushing him towards violence. Is that what they expected? They wanted him to make the first move?
There's some would say yes. I think The one of the things that is very, very central to the way that parliamentarians are thinking at this point is that they are still afraid, and they are afraid of the rebellion in Ireland, and they are afraid of the Cavaliers, and that what Charles had done on the 4th of January had made them afraid of the people around him. So as a result of that, they tried to take control of the militia. But of course, as you say, Charles was not willing to allow them to do that. So they had to do something which was actually quietly very, very radical, which was that they passed an ordinance rather than a bill. And an ordinance is basically something which has gone through two houses of parliament, but not been given the assent of the king. But it has the force of law, and it has the force of law because the king is indisposed. Now, if the king had been away and, you know, not contactable, that was fine. But he was there and he was literally saying, I don't agree to this. And so the fact that they're passing this ordinance and then putting it into and, you know, treating it as law is a very, very radical statement. And it's very, very hard to see how you go back from that, because they are claiming kind of sovereign authority over the king, over the kingdom. So that's why that militia ordinance is such a critical moment. And you're right. No, Charles would never assent to that. And in fact, at the same time, he starts to raise his own forces by using something called the Commissions of Array. And then gradually you're getting these kind of two armed camps, which is the next stage that you want, that you need for a civil war. You know, you've got two armies growing.
The Blood and Winter, Jonathan Healy. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.